This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Dan and I have not gotten to talk about this together. Dan's been on the, how long you've been on the beat now, Dan?
I'm going into season 13, which is kind of impossible to believe, to be honest with you. It like almost makes my whole body shudder because it's like, man, time has gone quick.
Yeah. Well, then I want to start with you because I've been on the beat full time since 2018, have had, you know, some interaction with Virginia McCaskey, but what jumps to mind when you think about Virginia McCaskey?
Well, there's two things from my personal experience that will jump out. And one, I showed a little bit of it when Mark Potash was on the show last week. In 2019, when we went to the owners' meetings in Arizona, we had an opportunity to introduce Virginia McCaskey to podcasting. And so Rich Campbell and I at the old Bear Download podcast run by the Chicago Tribune had Virginia McCaskey on as a guest from the 2019 owners meetings. That was going into the NFL's 100th season. Perfect time to revisit history with her. And I'm getting a little bit of goosebumps right now because I can still vividly remember the setting in this room at the Biltmore and just talking for, you know, 25 minutes with a woman who had experienced everything that there was to experience with Bears football, right? Like you're talking about a lady who had been on the barnstorming tour with Red Grange, you know, at that point and had been through every chapter of Bears history, and not only had been through them, but remembered them all very vividly. And she would go through the championship games that she was in attendance at and share some memories of that. So I had a chance to, you know, kind of dig back into that for a piece I wrote on Sunday for the Chicago Tribune about some of the things she shared in that encounter, as well as some other things. And then Bears 100, you remember that weekend in Rosemont in 2019 and how electric that was. And she was a panelist for a session on, I think it was the Sunday morning session, and was able to share with an entire audience some of these memories. And it was impressive on multiple levels. Number one, the sharpness of her memory deep into her 90s and then what was ultimately into her early 100s was second to none and truly impressive. And the time you spent around Virginia McCaskey, you saw the kindness of her. And when I had an opportunity last week to reach out to people in the Bears family who were mourning the loss, consistent theme, Grody, was look like the McCaskeys become a punching bag for Bears fans, and justifiably so because of the on-field failures and things that go with that. But they're good people, and they're a good, generous family. And she, at the top of that family tree, is a big reason for that. You know, so those are the couple things that jump to my mind. I'd be curious to know, in your time now, what you would attach to your memories.
Yeah, well, first of all, I think it's awesome for Virginia. I'm just trying to put myself in her place back in 1983 when she officially takes over the team, and how overwhelming that had to be, the loss of Muggs Halas. And she takes over in 83, and a year later, you have the becoming of the Bears in 1984, where they go to the playoffs. It was like the world was being told in 1984 that the Bears were about to be great the year they beat Washington in the playoffs, and then they lose to San Francisco in the NFC title game. And then the next year, it's the Bears rampage. So I can't imagine what that was like for her in that, yeah, you're it. And guess what? You're about to go through the best time this franchise will have had up until right now. And I'm not saying that now is good, but I'm just saying, like, she the fortuity of taking over then had to have been quite the blast for her. So I think about that right away and what she must have been thinking and how that must have felt and how maybe she even thought, oh, this is easy. You know, let Jim Finks and Jerry Vannesi and Mike Ditka put this team together. So, and then I do want to follow up what you're saying, Dan, because I think that's important that you mentioned the good people factor of this, because I think a lot of times we just say those things and even without knowing people. But I think that you and I have both, and I've had very little interaction with Virginia McCaskey. I've met her, I've shaken her hand, but really I have not even gone as deeply as you have in terms of conversating with her in any way, shape, or form. But she does carry that vibe around her, the good people vibe. And that's why it can be, you know, in the job that we do, especially with the McCaskeys. And hey, man, I've ripped on George McCaskey and I probably will again someday and any of the McCaskeys, but they are good people, which can create conflict in the jobs that we do too on a daily basis.
It can. And I'll share this because, you know, we're recording this on Wednesday and Virginia McCaskey is being laid to rest and her funeral services are at St. Emily's Catholic Church in Mount Prospect this morning. And Cassie Carlson, friend of the podcast, shared some of the visitors and attendees that she saw checking in. Those included Roger Goodell and John Mara, Kim Pegula, Kevin Warren, obviously, Ben Johnson, Brian Urlacher, Richard Dent, Dan Hampton, Matt Forte, Lovie Smith, Leslie Frazier, Robbie Gold. Those are some of the names that Cassie put on social media as those who arrived at the funeral. Kevin Fishbane and I took a ride over to the visitation on Tuesday to pay our respects to both Virginia and the family. And, you know, to see the line of people getting into that gathering, in the visitation there was compelling, because these are a lot of people over a lot of decades who have had different interactions with the family, with the team. And you feel that in that presence, and you get into this room where Virginia McCaskey is, you know, being presented and in the open casket, and you see all the flowers from people around the league, and you see the notes as you're waiting in line, and you're just like, wow, the reach of this woman and the amount of football history and football, you know, I guess history that she's touched is truly impressive. And then obviously when you know, she had 9 living children there, obviously at the services, 11 children in all and 40 grandchildren. You look around and everybody is, you know, up there and you're just paying your respects and realizing how many people this woman had a direct impact on in her family. And then you see outside, you know, when it is a line that takes 2 hours to get through, how wide reaching her presence really was.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, you bring up the family members and, you know, it's necessary to talk about what could potentially be next with, Virginia McCaskey having passed away. What could change with the organization? I know that for decades, Dan, there have been whispers of, you know, could the Bears someday sell? When Virginia McCaskey passes away, what will happen with the Chicago Bears? Anything can happen, Dan, but and the people that I've talked to and the vibes that I get, it doesn't seem like anything's going to happen anytime soon with the Bears. And I'll just say it, in our lifetime, I don't know that we'll see the Bears sold. I'm not saying that they won't be sold, but in our lifetime.
Yeah, I won't go that far. I will echo the sentiment you shared just in terms of forever. The public expression from the family has been, we are going to own this football team. And I think Pat McCaskey was the one famously quoted as saying, until the second coming, right? Like, they have no designs on giving this up. Things can change and we'll see where that goes. But even in the conversations last week after Mrs. McCaskey passed away, you get a similar sentiment that there is no urge or intention of selling the football team. And you also realize that, look, like, Virginia McCaskey lived to be 102 years old. This didn't sneak up on anyone in the family. These discussions have been had for a long, long time, and they've taken measures to be able to, I don't know what those measures are, but to be able to retain the percentage of ownership that's needed to be retained to be able to keep the decision-making process in your hands, right? There's always things that come with who owns the majority of the shares, right? And so what happens with Virginia's ownership as the principal owner, and we don't know those answers, but we do know that the family has been very, very steadfast and consistent with their messaging of saying, look, like, we are going to own this team until we don't own this team anymore. And it doesn't feel like there is going to be an immediate urge to sell, but things can change. It's a wild league, and things are changing with the league dynamics all the time in terms of what is allowed with ownership, and those things can impact this discussion. And so we'll have our eyes on it out of the corner of our eye for sure.
One of the ways that things could change, and, you know, my prediction is my prediction, but one of the ways they could change is that, look, there's going to be investors and people with lots of money, around the world who know what's going on with the Bears and might make an offer they can't refuse, too.
I mean, you're talking like $12 billion, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, like, put those zeros in front of anyone and then ask them, are you sure?
That's it. That's the part. Now, like we kind of talked about, the McCaskeys are different in terms of if it was her will that the team not be sold, and if that is something, you know, there's things that we may not be privy to in terms of that, then, you know, maybe they can't with good conscience sell the team. I doubt that that's completely left open for them, but I just think that there's a lot of things that we don't know at this point.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.